Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
You're listening to Expansion, the podcast for EXP agents. Expand your skill. Expand your value. Here's your host, Glenn Sanford.
Hey everyone, Glenn Sanford here, and founder of EXP Realty. And today we're on the Expansion podcast. I'm excited to talk to Filaretta Balazs. She's an ICON agent out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, three-time ICON. She's been putting up some tremendous numbers. 2022, as a solo agent, sold 84 properties. This year, production to date, 46 sides. So, Filaretta, thanks for jumping on and excited to kind of learn how you're doing all this.
Thank you so much, Glenn, for having me. I do appreciate you taking your time and being with me today.
Oh, you're welcome. So, how long have you been with EXP now?
Well, I have been in business since 2020. So I got my license in December 2019. Immediately I started at EXP. So with EXP since day one in December 2019 till today.
Okay, awesome. And so you're brand new to EXP and three-time ICON, so that means 2020 or 2021? Which year did you ICON first?
That's correct. In 2020, first of all, let me just go a little bit back. I'm the agent who failed the test 16 times. And I can probably say that those 16 times, on my 16th time, I passed my test. And it was very challenging. It was very hard since English is not my first language. So I worked so hard towards this goal to reach out my goal where I'm at today. So in 2020, I sold 11 houses. In 2021, immediately in the second year in business, I ICON. 2022, I ICON, and 2023, I ICON.
Oh, well, congratulations. Now, what was it that led to, 11 properties your first year in the business? I mean, most agents would feel good if they sold three or four, maybe, and you got 11 done. And of course, the number of transactions you did in 2022 is off the chart. What do you attribute your success to?
I do appreciate you asking that. So the difference between 2020 and 2021 was that in the 2020, I thought that all my previous clients, customers from previous jobs are going to call me, and then I'm going to be the only agent to help them. So that's, very, very quickly, I learned that that was not correct. So in 2022, yes, of course, just like everybody else, I started really put in effort, put in my energy and telling myself that I can do way better than in 2020. So my GCI in 2020 was only 65,000. Then from 65,000 in 2020, I jumped to 625,000 in 2021. It was a big jump.
Wow. And, What business did you come from before real estate?
So me and my husband own a dealer license. We buy and sell cars. So we do not have a dealership. So we buy them, fix them, sell them from home, as well as, we started doing that since 2006. So also we are investors. Back in 2020, when I started in real estate, we had four properties. When today we have 14 in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and four overseas, so total of 18. And also I worked in furniture store. I used to work for Ardent Furniture Store here in Grand Rapids. In Michigan, Ardent Furniture was like number one furniture store in entire Michigan. Now they closed down. So I was in my second month working for Ardent. I was nominated number one salesperson in the middle of 150 other salespeople. So I always have the drive. I always have the hustle. I always, no matter how much I have, I'm always hungry for more. So that's why from 20, I jumped to, you know, in 2021, it's really a big jump from, you know, 65,000 GCI to 625 in 2021.
Okay. So you would probably think of yourself maybe more as an entrepreneur.
100%.
Than a traditional. Yeah. Okay. So how do you think about the approaching the business as an entrepreneur versus that of a salesperson? What's the difference in approach? What is it you do? Mindset, goal planning. What is it that you're how do you make that comparison?
I love helping others, and I don't do it for profit. I do it as like, I'm very God believer. So I remember when I came in this country back in 1999, I did not speak English and I did not know American culture. I did come from very powerful and wealthy family back home where like at 6 years old, I started working and of course started working for my dad. And coming to this country at age 17 and a half, you know, not speaking the language, not knowing the language, the culture, it was very hard for me. But my goal always was like, I wanted to be proud of me, proud of my hustle, proud of my success, instead of being proud of my dad's success. So I always go to that, you know, like since now I have rental properties, I go to my clients as, you know, why are you renting when you can make yourself rich? And let me show you, if I can have 14, you can have two or three properties. So I sit down and talk to them about it. And they know that it comes from my heart and soul. Immediately, I'm hired. So when you put yourself as a helper versus profit, it's a big difference.
Awesome. So one of your approaches is to work with renters and turn them into investors or
they're not turning into a home buyers.
Home buyers? Okay.
Home buyers. And then one thing that I did, like going back in 2021, that, you know, the difference, like, you know, when I jumped on sales, I did no door knocking. So when I did door knocking, like I told myself for the first like 2 weeks, I'm going to work 8 hours every single day that till I really, you know, like start seeing clients. One day I went with my daughter. I remember it was 95 degrees outside, summertime. We went and we got, we knocked on this door and they were three guys, did not speak any English. And of course, you know, English is never, it's a language that no matter how much you know, you always feel like you're annoying off. So I give them my business card. They didn't speak English. They were like, oh, we don't speak English. I'm like, well, so am I. I speak only a little bit. 2 days later, their translator called me. And they said, we need to meet because what is this business card for? Four guys came in. I invited to my home office. I have a bar, full bar, ask them whatever they want to drink, eat. I give them like Albanian hospitality. My background is Albanian. And Albanians have been known for the one of the best hostels in the world. So I said, you know, we can sit down, we can talk. We talked about my background a little bit about their bankrupt. And we came, then I told them, I said, hey, I'm a real estate agent and I'm here to help you. So then immediately they start, you know, asking me questions. I got connected with the lender. Then two of them got pre-approved, two of them didn't. But the same one who got pre-approved, even today, every single week, he sent me 4 to 5 clients every day. So now in African community, I really can say that I'm the top agent here in Grand Rapids who sells the most.
How's wow. Well, congratulations. So putting yourself out there and being, you know, open to however this thing of real estate comes down. You ended up landing obviously a great client, but also a great referral partner. That's awesome. So, that's a lot of referrals. Is that where the bulk of your business is coming from now, or is it coming from multiple sources?
It's coming from multiple sources. One of them is Zillow too. You know, I can really say I'm one of those agents that I do buy Zillow, and I'm okay with that, because if I can convert like, you know, 4 or 5 clients every month to buy a house right away, I'm okay with that. And also I do have like lots of referral from African community that they feed me every day. Per week, I get like 4 or 5. Not everyone gets qualified, of course. Some of them do now, some of them do later. Like this year, my numbers are a little bit down, as I really was not even planning to do half that I did. I lost my hero. I lost my dad last January 8th. And he's one that who really pushed me to be where I'm at today. And it was very hard for me to lose my dad. And I was like, my first 3 months were very down. Then I took 3 weeks vacation overseas, you know, managing those 4 properties that I have over there. But still, I'm still, as today, I'm number 4th in state of Michigan as individual agent for EXP, far as my numbers and production goes.
Well, it sounds like even when you're not putting up the numbers, you're obviously putting up the numbers. So now, what was it that, when you were looking at real estate brokerages back in 2019, did somebody like attract you to EXP as a brokerage, or were you thinking getting your real estate license? You mentioned taking the license exam 16 times. What was it that led you to EXP?
Well, I can really say that, you know, I get that a lot from my social media, my friends, family, that I'm very unique. And I can really say that I am, because I really, like, I'm very hustler. And I come from family that from $1, we jump to 10, from 10, we jump to 1,000, from 1,000, we jump to more and more and more. So when I was looking for brokerage back then, first, I was really struggling to pass the test. And I called anybody and everybody asking for help. Not too many people were really helping, besides like, buy my coaching program, buy this, buy that. I'm like, I'm buying anything and everything, but I'm failing. 8 times I failed it by 1 question. I'm like, I'm always by 1, I'm missing. So all I need is 1 more correct question and I'm good to go. And I start following, which is now, I can probably say like a brother to me, mentor, coach, Al Abdullah. And if he sees this, God bless his heart and soul, because he helped me a lot in my career. I started following him in social media, and he was posting like so much production, listed, pending, sold. So when I started interviewing local brokers here in Grand Rapids, I interviewed 16, and I was told from 50-50 split all the way to 30-70. And when I called Al, he's not in Grand Rapids, he's in Dearborn, Michigan, which is like 2 hours and a half far away from me. He said 80-20 split. That's what attracted me, because I knew that I had knowledge. I knew that I have the hustle. I knew that I have the money to invest on me, that within a year, Grand Rapids is going to see my signs. So every interview I went, I asked how much were my splits. And the first thing I got, why do you care? If you don't sell, the split doesn't matter. What to me was mattering, because I'm like, I know myself, I'm going to be one of the top agents. And I, of course, all these brokers were telling me, do you know that only 5 or 10% of realtors make it? And I looked at them, a couple of them. I said, if you made it, I can make it too. So that's why I chose EXP.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Now, how do you, I mean, obviously you're getting a lot of referrals. You've got your Zillow leads, you've got your multiple lead sources. How do you manage all the leads? Do you use a CRM? Is it all in your phone?
Yes, I do use KVCore, and I love KVCore. I was told, you know, a couple other different, you know, CRMs, but I'm very happy with KVCore. I learned that from the beginning, and I'm like an old fashioned. If I know something and last, like it's a problem, I don't like to jump to something else. So I'm more like, because now I'm an investor. I have no time so much to put on that. I do have a transaction coordinator who does all my paperwork from the minute that I pass it to her, she completes everything. So KVCore has been a blessing to me, and I never tried anything else besides KVCore, and I'm very happy.
Awesome. Well, it's, you know, having done a bunch of the expansion podcasts now with a number of ICON agents, I'm actually pleasantly surprised at the number of people that KVCore is the core of their business, even though there's lots of different CRMs out there, but it feels like there's, if people will take the time to learn it, or any CRM, but if they take the time to learn it, it does what it's supposed to do, and agents can either generate or organize their business around it. So,
100%. I agree with you 100%, because like I said, I'm old fashioned. I don't want to go back and learn everything from scratch and wasting my time. I'm thinking if I can put that time somewhere else, like on my clients, on my investments, or like I'm doing 3 flips at the same time right now, or if I can, you know, my time, I want it to be really worth it.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So obviously you've got a unique perspective and the business of real estate, but if there was one piece of advice you could give to an EXP agent, what would that be?
Don't give up and be you. I hear a lot of agents saying, fake it till you make it. I don't agree with that. I want to be real and I want to be me. So from the day one, I always been me, and that's why my success is, it's on the sky. I can probably say that like last year in 2022, my GCI was 743. When I talk to brokers who have been in this business for a long time, they never even made that. So sometimes it does matter like it doesn't matter how much you make, it matters what you do with that. So I really should say overall, be you, and then don't give up. If there were so many times that I wanted to give up in my first year, and I'm glad I didn't, because now I'm an icon for the last 3 years and have been a blessing.
Well, awesome. Well, Philoretta, this has been great, you know, chatting with you today. And now, how would people sort of follow you or maybe even connect with you? Maybe they've got a referral. Maybe they just want to just bounce something off of you. How what's the best way for somebody to reach out to you?
Well, I'm in Instagram as well as on Facebook under Letta's Real Estate, the EXP Realty, which is Letta is L-E-T-T-A. Or you can follow up with me on Facebook or Instagram, my personal Philoretta Balazs Elazi.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I'm excited to hear feedback from agents on what they take out of this. And I'm sure we could have went way further in our conversation today, but you have a lot going on. We all got a lot going on. So thanks again for being on here. And with that, thanks everyone for listening in on this expansion podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it. God bless.
You've been listening to Expansion. Tune in every Tuesday for new episodes. Thanks for being the best part of EXP.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. depend on KGCI, Real Estate on Air.